stop number one, the Milton Hay House.
Hello, my name is Milton Hay, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to Pittsfield. I'm pretty proud of this place, and lots of history here, too. I know that's why you've come, Abraham Lincoln. Well, I invite you to join me and some other folks from these parts, and we'll take you back over 150 years to the Pittsfield that Abraham Lincoln knew. And while we're at it, we'll tell you a little about the Abraham Lincoln that we knew. He's not here anymore, of course, and neither are we. But the homes we lived in, the very ones that Lincoln saw, are still here. We hope that by driving by and looking at them, you'll feel a little closer to us and to the stories we have to share with you. This is stop number one. I bought this house from an early settler not long after I moved here. That was about 1840. I was in my early 20s then. I came over from Springfield, where I'd lived for a while. I studied law there for a year or so in the offices of John Todd Stewart and Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln was the junior man in that partnership, but he was 7 years older than me, so I've never thought of him in that light. We were all bachelors at that time, and more than the law learning, I remember the good times we had after first candlelight in the evenings, listening to Lincoln's stories and enjoying each other's company. Well, I got my law license and set up practice here in Pittsfield, as I said, in 1840. I formed a kind of partnership with Lincoln's friendly Springfield rival, Colonel Edward D. Baker. They were both prominent lawyers and prominent Whig politicians. Now, Colonel Baker was more brilliant than Lincoln, but he wasn't as steadfast and reliable. Lincoln's mind had a mathematical exactness about it. Peculiar in that way. Admired Lincoln. Always did. I met and courted my sweetheart here in Pittsfield, Catherine Forbes. Dear Catherine, we married and lived here in this house. Had two beautiful children. Both died. The walls of this old house witnessed some pretty sad times. To help us cope with things, Catherine and I invited my 12-year-old nephew, John Hay, to come live with us for a while so he could attend John Thompson Academy. John helped fill an empty spot for us. He made good friends here, including young John Nicolay. That friendship became even more important when Lincoln asked them both to serve as his personal secretaries back in Washington during the war. John finished school here and eventually went back east for more schooling. Then my Catherine died. That was in 1857. I had nothing but haunting memories here in this place. So I moved back to Springfield, resumed my legal career with another of Lincoln's old law partners, Stephen T. Logan. The first year of the war, I married Judge Logan's daughter, Mary. We had two children. They lived, and the Hay family remains to this day an important name in Springfield. My move back to Springfield also ended up being fortuitous for my nephew, John. On the eve of the war, he went to Springfield to study law with me. So he was close by when Lincoln was looking for someone to help John Nicolay, an assistant secretary. Young John Hay made me proud. Not only was he with Lincoln throughout the Civil War, he was friend of Robert Lincoln's and was with him at his father's bedside when the president died. I didn't live long enough to see John become America's ambassador to Great Britain, or to see him serve as Secretary of State to Presidents William McKinley and Theodore Roosevelt. He did a lot to help make the Panama Canal a reality, and he was the architect of the famous open-door policy for China at the beginning of the 20th century. No, I didn't live to see it, but Pittsfield folk were mighty proud of John Hay, partly claim him as their own. I'd like to think that much of his greatness started here in my home when he was going to school at John Thompson's Academy. And John Hay seemed to have a soft spot in his heart for this place, too. Maybe it was his boyhood here in Western Illinois that planted the poet's seed in him. He wrote a book, called it Pike County Ballads, a collection of poems based on some of the eccentric characters from around these parts. I commend it to you. Well, I'm afraid all this bragging on my nephew has put you behind schedule. They're expecting you over at Reuben Scanlon's house. Miss Scanlon is waiting for you. Goodbye now.